Peter had been born in Oak Park, Illinois. His arrival in Venice had been by way of the Lawrenceville School, Princeton, and a Fulbright scholarship to Florence, where he studied the Provençal language in the poetry of Dante. His father had wanted him to become a baseball player and enter the business world, but Peter never moved back to the United States. Instead, he became an acolyte of the Anglican priest who presided over the American church in Florence, and when the priest was reassigned to Venice to establish an English church there, Peter came with him, met Rose, fell in love, and married her. By the time he arrived in Venice, Peter bore little resemblance to the boy from Oak Park, Illinois. He had recreated himself, and he was disarmingly candid about it. "My father never understood why anybody would pick up and move to Italy. Italy, of all places. He enjoyed visiting us here, but he could never take my living in Italy seriously. To him, it seemed like a nice joke. When our son, Frederick, was born, my father offered to pay for his college tuition, but only on the condition that he go to an American college. He was afraid we were going to make Frederick into an Englishman. He got this notion, no doubt, because of the way I speak and because I married an English girl. However, I'm pleased to say that every bit of Frederick's education to date has been in Venice. He's a Venetian, not an Englishman. He'll soon go off to college, but to Oxford, not to America. And as for my living in Italy, it was the best decision I've ever made. I luxuriate in this world I've invented for myself." As for Rose, living in Venice came naturally. She was a member of the British aristocracy. For centuries, her family had lived in great manor houses and passed along such titles as Baron of Ashford, Lord Bury, and Earl of Albemarle among the males. Her ancestral line did have its quirky elements. Rose's great-great-aunt, Alice Keppel, was the publicly acknowledged mistress of Edward VII. Mrs. Keppel's daughter, Violet Trefusis, Aunt Violet to Rose, had become famous as the eccentric and irrepressible lover of Vita Sackville West. When Rose was a teenager, she visited her aging, expatriated Aunt Violet in Florence. Violet advised her in matters of style and society, contributing significantly to Rose's worldliness and dramatic poise. Although Rose was entitled to be addressed as Lady Rose, her family background seemed a matter of indifference to her. She had settled in Venice in part to get away from it, and because she had lived for most of her childhood at Mount Stuart, a family estate in Northern Ireland, she often replied to questions about her origins by saying simply, "I'm bog Irish."